simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews, live from the Grotto with Greg Hanna. Greg, what's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing amazing, and I'm very excited to talk to our guest today.
Absolutely, and think about it. We're finally live from the Grotto. Yeah,
that's
true. We're finally live from the Grotto. Our guest today is Bailey Chase, and we want to thank INSP. We're going to talk about his latest project, but many other things as well. Actor Bailey Chase. Bailey, thanks for stopping by, man. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm doing great. Great to be here. So thank you. Looking forward to it.
I'm excited to talk with you. And I know Greg has the first question for you, Bailey.
Yeah, I want to jump right in because you mentioned you're in Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Are you guys filming at the Biltmore, or were you guys filming?
So it's funny. It's funny you ask that because my wife, who's a producer, she was shooting there yesterday and she did not ask about my acting services. I don't understand. I was not invited to the Biltmore shoot yesterday. She does reality stuff. They were doing a documentary piece up there that I have yet to work here in the state of North Carolina, but I'm hoping to soon. We moved here about 2 years ago and just love it.
Oh, and that's got to be great. And the process and your journey as an actor, you got to say, wow, you know, it's going full circle. So talking documentary, wow, that's mm-hmm. interesting as well. Is that what your wife is involved in the film industry
yeah.
too?
So yeah, she's a producer on she does reality stuff, and she started out doing the Dream Homes for HGTV, and she's currently doing a documentary about someone who came over from Japan and did a lot of conservation in the Asheville, North Carolina area.
Oh, wow. How cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, tell us what you can about your project, you know, that you're on right now.
Yeah. So Florida Wild, 1880s. I grew up in Florida. I'm a Floridian. I had never heard of Mayaca City before, but it's near Sarasota, Bradenton, about an hour and a half from where I grew up. And I just had never heard of it. It's swampy ranch land. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a huge elephant sanctuary there. So I'm excited to check that out. But I'm going down there next week for a few weeks. I'm not exactly sure. I probably shouldn't name names because all the deals weren't finalized when
NDAs we were and everything, I mean, David, right?
Yeah, all the things will come after me. Florida Wild, independent feature, and excited to work again for the first time working in Florida, my home state. So I'm pumped.
Awesome. We're gonna get to his latest project, Far Haven, which is funny because Chris Mulkey, my good friend Chris, we're gonna do a movie about the Road Warriors together. I was texting him yesterday saying, oh, by the way, do you know I'm interviewing everybody from there? And he didn't mention it in the interview, but we'll get to it. Now talk about your career, Bailey. How did it start? Mm-hmm. Did you always want to be an actor?
Yeah, yes and no. And it's funny about Chris Mulkey. He and I worked on a show called Saving Grace earlier in my career. Maybe not as early in his career. And he was like, wait, you were on that show? I was like, dude, I'm like, yes, I was. But anyway, I love Chris. But to answer your question, go a little further back. I, you know, graduated from college in 1995. Talk about coming in full circle. I went to school up the road in Durham, North Carolina, played football at Duke. And I fell in love with the state. Always wanted to get back here. Moved to LA with a dollar and a dream back in 1995. And I was lucky, you know, I got in a class and started waiting tables right away. But within a year or two, I started making money in commercials. A couple years after that, I got on a show called Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And then I thought I made it, right? I was on TV. My buddies could see me. You know, I had like two lines an episode, but they had to pay me. So I was, you know, it was a win-win because I wasn't that good at actor yet. And then I thought I'd made it. And then they wrote me off the show. Buffy got a new boyfriend or whatever. And then I didn't work for like 2 years. All that money was gone. And I was caught up in all the stuff out there that the young actors in LA do. And I was like, oh, I'll never do a soap opera. And there I was, you know, staring at 30 years old and broke. And I went and did a soap opera in New York. It was one of the best things I ever did. It was like boot camp of acting. You know, you're on screen saying 30 pages a day, 3 days a week. And it also, you know, got some money back in my pocket. Three of the best years of my life. I moved there right after 9/11. So it was a special time in New York. Felt very connected to that city. Reconnected with a lot of my college buddies who were working up there. And just great life experience. And then when that ended, I went back to LA, landed on Saving Grace that we just talked about. And then, you know, Damages, Longmire, Queen of the South, and Far Haven.
So
wow,
there you go. That's it. We're done.
No, not at all. I got a lot. We could talk so many different things that are, that's the one thing that Greg and I like is we don't know what our conversation is going to end up being. We have questions prepared, but you never know what happens in a conversation because that's what makes entertaining podcasts. But go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I was going to say, Bailey, did you get kicked away from Buffy for Angel? Is that what happened?
No, actually, they kind of stumbled upon me and this other guy who played Riley. He was more the main squeeze. That was the side squeeze, if you will, for lack of a better term. We were right after Angel, and I don't know who came next. I mean, they were high school, then it was college, and I didn't watch the last season. So,
do you still do any Comic Cons for Buffy?
Not for Buffy. I started doing some more like cowboy stuff because of Longmire and things like Farhaven and that's a whole nother subculture, but I haven't done the sci-fi stuff in quite some time.
Crazy. You know, when we interviewed Mulkey, was it last week? Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. He was talking about how he loves to be the bad boy. How about you? What's your favorite role? What do you like?
You know, there's something to playing the villain. He makes a good one. I've been told I make a good one as well. I don't know if that's a compliment. One of my earlier jobs you do it this long. It's like, wait, which one am I going to talk about? So Cold Case was a really good one. That one's been, rerunning a lot, but it wasn't a bad guy in that one. It was Criminal Minds. And I did two episodes and then I've been told I'm the most hated man in the history of that show, which is saying something because they did 12 or 14 seasons, but yeah. I shot a very popular character, Garcia, on that show, who's a love. We got along fantastically. And then, you know, the first episode ends on a cliffhanger and then they get me in the next one. But that was a really fun bad guy to play. But now here I am, you know, talking about full circle. I'm playing heroes again, which is kind of nice.
All right. So you keep talking about Longmire. I don't know. I swear to you. I mean,
like a fly.
So Longmire comes out everywhere. I'm going to give you an example while you answer a question. Tell me about Longmire. Cause I've not watched it. Have you watched it, Greg?
I watched a few episodes. I did. Yeah.
I don't know what's worse. I don't know, like not watching it or watching a couple and being like, yeah, it's not for me. No, Longmire is, it's funny, you know, it was like the little engine that could. We started out on A&E. We didn't have a big budget, but a great team and camera crew. So it was a very ambitious shoot on these 7-day episode schedules. We did not have a lot of money. But the show, the landscape, we shot out in New Mexico, in and around Santa Fe, and the landscape became another character in the show, fictionally set in Wyoming, based on a series of books. It came out right before Yellowstone. And that, you know, we talked about the popularity of the Western, American Western coming back. And I feel like Longmire actually had a bit to do with that. It was, you know, it was a unique show at the time. There was nothing like it. Longmire, you know, went from A&E to Netflix and it had its run there. Then COVID happened and everybody had to stay home. Everybody's like, what's this Longmire? What is it? They watched everything that was on Netflix, Longmire being one of them. So then we got a whole nother wave of fans. Then Yellowstone happened, knocked it out of the park, you know, Longmire times 100 in terms of success. And then so it kind of paved the way. And now everybody wants every network. So I get these auditions. And it's like, yeah, we want to make our version of Yellowstone / Longmire. So
got it. That makes total sense.
I have to catch up the Longmire now.
I think it's worth checking out.
I'm going to go pull up who was in Longmire and say, okay. Go ahead, Greg, with your next question.
I was going to give him a shot.
We could give him more reasons. We could, you know, if it's I'm not enough.
No, anybody reason. I interview, I become a fan of certain things. So, for example, I had somebody on, from some show, and I'll watch the whole thing and I'll stream it because that's my thing. Hey, because they're my friend now because they've been on my show. That's how you support things. But kind of talk about so Longmire got that Western bug going. Now, did you feel that after your part in Longmire kind of led to, hey, you are a guy that could be the Western guy?
Yeah, and it's it was a, you know, I played Branch Connolly, deputy sheriff. You find out in the first episode that I'm running against Longmire, the sheriff, for his job, and that maybe I'm sleeping with his daughter as well. So boom, let's just get that out of the gate in the first episode. And then the sheriff like sees that I'm running against him. Spoiler alert, but it's all in the first episode. He flips his 1980s Bronco. Boom. It's got great music. It's a really fun show. All of the main characters other than mine were established in the books. There were like 10 books when we started the TV show. Craig Johnson, there's more now, obviously. And so they had a lot of IP, a lot of material to draw from, but they put Branch into the TV show because they only had 47 minutes to tell the story, not 300, 400 pages, and they needed more conflict in the show. So Branch was a character who was good, but he wasn't always good, like the best intentions, but I'm going against the lead guy for his job. And by the way, I'm, you know, dating your daughter and all the other things you're not supposed to do as a sheriff deputy.
But,
but by the end, I think Branch is a good guy. And
yeah. And one of the other stars on the show with Bailey, A. Martinez, is coming on in 15 minutes. Greg. Yeah,
that's right.
So we're really hitting the Longmire long ball.
That's a much better reason. You got Lou Diamond Phillips. You got Katie Sackhoff. You got Rob Taylor, Cassie Freeman. I mean, you got lots to look at on that show.
Yeah.
So Bailey, you know, when you're acting, like who's been the biggest influence on you in your acting? You know, do you like, if you're doing a Western, are you thinking about, you know, Clint Eastwood, John Wayne, you know, like who?
That's so great. Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, I was very humbled to get some comparisons, I guess. You know, I'm no John Wayne, but the people really likened it. We did a premiere here locally to raise funds for our local first responders in need. And INSP was great. They sent us the film. We did the thing. We raised 10 grand for a screening in a small town here in North Carolina. It's really great. And a lot of people came up to me later on, you know, older members of the audience, they go, oh, you look like John Wayne. You reminded me of John Wayne in this movie and that one. And he was right before my time. I grew up on Clint Eastwood, Harrison Ford. So those were my guys kind of early on. And when I was studying acting and inspired me to come into this. And then it was like Marlon Brando. But today, you know, I look to even, you know, some guys who are younger than me. Tom Hardy's doing amazing stuff. I watched Lyle Crocodile with Javier Bardem the other night, like, you know, because I got young kids. And I was like, this is one of the best performances I've ever seen. So, you know, as an artist, you draw in creative inspiration from everything around you. And I get to see performances like that. And Javier Bardem, I mean, look at his resume and what he's done. And so to go from that goofy character in a borderline kids movie to No Country for Old Men or whatever, like, wow, that's talent. So I get it from everywhere.
And you can't believe, you never know what your next spot's going to be. Like you say, you're going to shoot something and we don't know what's going to happen when you go shoot this, right? You can't mention anything in the NDA and it could be the one that is a game changer. You've had game changers, but do you feel someday there's going to be an Academy Award winning acting gig at one point?
I appreciate that. You know, that's in God's hands, you know, and I'm old enough and humble enough to say that now it's not up to me. Whatever he puts in front of me, I'm going to take it on and do my best work. And it's not about the awards. Of course, that would be incredible. If that were to fall into my lap, but, you know, what was so great about Farhaven, it's a story about redemption, doing the right thing. You know, there were some external forces, one of them being Chris Mulkey's character, coming after me. But at the end of the day, I was able to, you know, stand strong in my faith and, you know, everything, you know, goes the way it's supposed to in that one. And yeah, this thing that I'm getting ready to go do down in Florida, it's another one. It's a character that I haven't played before where, it's a little bit Clint Eastwood and Unforgiven, where I've, you know, sworn off violence. I've had a violent past, and I've sworn that off. But when the bad guys come for my family, I'm forced to protect them, and I do it in pretty spectacular fashion. So I'm excited. I'm excited to shoot that.
Well, awesome. I got to get into Westerns for one reason only. Definitely. One of my reasons, one of my clients writes Western books. And okay. My publishing company is going to republish all his Westerns. So it'll be intriguing to look at understanding that audience and building it, because it's a huge cult audience, Westerns. Totally is. And it's like gigantic in books and movies. And as you said, Longmire, I won't bring up the other name, is so
badly. Thank you for that. But, you know, I mean, of course, Yellowstone feeds off Longmire and vice versa. People burn through Yellowstone and then they went back and watched Longmire. And then, you know, and like you, like your friends, you know, people come on your show, become your friends, and then you watch all their stuff. And it's similar. So like all these Yellowstone Longmire fans are now watching Farhaven. It was the number one movie, new release on Amazon for I don't know how many weeks, but I want to say 6 weeks later, the director, Gary Wheeler, was texting me. He said, "We're still number one. Can you believe it?" I'm like, "No, because we were this lower budget, you know, in comparison to the 2,200 million, whatever Hollywood versions of doing a Western. You know, we were probably down there at a couple million, and it looks like a $20 million movie. And everybody showed up and made it number one for 6 weeks or more. It's incredible.
Oh, that's cool. Bailey, I got to ask you, did you like Cowboys and Aliens? Did you like that movie?
I did. Yeah. So that also has two of my favorite actors, obviously. And that was great. You know what was shooting at the time, right when my twins were born, that I really want to go back and see, that my buddy Zahn's also in Longmire. Zahn McLaren, who's in Dark Winds. He was on Westworld. So I got to go
Dark
back.
Wind. Oh, so good.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah. Yeah. So not for nothing, but there's something coming up this season on Dark Winds that hopefully I can read.
We're going to jump into Farhaven, or INSP is going to get mad at me.
Okay.
And so again, I love INSP. And it's amazing. Really. I was working with INSP for just radio only, because I wasn't really into the video podcasting till COVID. That's when I took off doing more videos with celebrities. I hooked up with them, and that was when they just started original programming to the level it is now. So let's talk about Farhaven. You talked a little about the character, you talked about a little about Chris Mulkey, but let's hear the premise of the show.
Well, so I'll start off with, so we talked about, you know, I got out of college and started my career in 1995. So that's, we're coming up on 30 years now, and Farhaven's one of the best jobs I've ever had. So that right out of the gate, best cast, best crew. Incredible collaborative director and Gary Wheeler. He's one who took he went to bat for me, took a risk to be like, this is my guy. And I hadn't played the hero in a while. And so for him to put me, you know, number one on the call sheet, lead of his movie, for a guy who hasn't really, you know, done that. So kudos to him for taking that risk. The response has been great. Fortunately I had that great supporting cast around me. So, but yeah, you know, Hunter Braddock is the guy that I play, and, he's just, getting out of jail in the beginning of the film. And he has to, you know, come back to his hometown, hat in hand, full of humility. And he wants to get, you know, back with his children and Bruce Boxleitner. I can't believe I haven't mentioned that name, yet. Incredible actor, great person. Good horseman too. He comes flying up in the beginning of the movie, stops about 2 feet in front of me and starts, you know, yelling at me to get lost. And then we, you know, and then there we are in the town of Farhaven, and the movie just takes off from there.
Yeah. And wow. Yeah, Marty Cove as well.
We're having Marty,
but guess what? I have a special, we're going live, Greg, with Marty. On Friday, one of the biggest, I guess, you know, Chris Mulkey's one of the biggest bad, you know, Marty. Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Martin Cove.
So having those three in the room together, Bruce, Marty, Chris, I mean, that was amazing. And then Marty's son, Jesse, is in the movie, and he's incredible. We had a little, you know, kind of a Butch and Sundance thing going there with me and Jesse, which was great. And he's also a good writer. And then, you know, A. Martinez, and to get to work with him again at this time in his career, I mean, he's having a real renaissance. The guy's working all the time, and what one of my favorite actors to work with.
Wow, that's great. So let me just ask you a quick question. So you love acting, obviously, and you're great at it, which is so cool. What do you love most about acting, and what do you find the most challenging thing about being an actor?
So that's a good question. The The most rewarding is to be surprised in my work, to just show up and see what happens. Obviously, there's a lot of prep involved. Doing the same thing right now. You know, there's the physical prep, but also the emotional and, you know, mental, everything else. And then to do all that and then let it go and get on set and then be surprised to have it go in a direction that you never anticipated. So that's the biggest reward, that human connection that you get with your co-stars. And then it's nice to see it, you know, on the big screen when it's all said and done. You get a real, you know, feeling of accomplishment when that happens. The biggest challenge, you know, when you work and you have that experience and you're at such a high, the biggest challenge is kind of coming back home. Of course, it's great to see the family, but by the next day, you're like, okay, what's next? You know, and that's the biggest thing, because you know, you're up and you're down and you don't really know what's next. And, you know, I know that I have, you know, something, you know, coming up in the fall to go out to Utah. But once I get home from Florida, you know, that I'm going to have 6 months to be like, what's next, you know? And yeah. And so that's probably the biggest challenge. And then, you know, I have a family of five. I got 3 young kids and a wife who are dependent on me to bring home the bacon. So there's that.
Yeah.
Yes. Who's next? I see that in my celebrity interview process. Yeah. Who am I going to top? And you have that feeling, you're like, man, and it all started when I worked with Art Sears Radio Tour, who I'm working with again, and he's given me some crazy people you never thought I'd get to interview, and it just keeps going. You got to, you're just like you said, your last acting year is best as your last acting gig, your best at your newest client, your newest sale, your newest something. You got to always improve to get to the next thing. If you really are passionate and love what you do. I know, Greg, you have that final question and it's your favorite question. And
I'm excited.
I don't know what the answer, how Bailey's going to answer this.
Well, I can't wait to find out. So Bailey, I ask this of everyone that we interview, and here we go. Tell me, what's the most important thing in life you feel you've ever learned?
That it's not about me. You know, we all got a role to play, and there's a bigger story happening. And, you know, to just show up and do the best we can and not be, don't be hard on ourselves. That's what I would tell everybody.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's a very humble actor, Bailey. That's what I would say, Greg. And that's the very important thing. Yeah. Very down to earth. And I know he knows it, but again, Duke, I'm gonna bring up Duke. Pitt beat Duke in Cameron Indoor Stadium this year.
I'm
a Pitt fan, and that was a
the
shock,
only ones.
Right? When we get a chance to beat
last them. Week too, but yeah.
Oh no! So yeah. Without Krzyzewski, you guys aren't the same team.
Well, I don't want to take anything away from this team. You know, this is Coach Shire's team, and they're great, but you can't win them all. And the important thing is to, you know, learn through failure. Failure is the biggest teacher. And, you know, it's gotten me to where I am today. I've had a lot more failure than success. And for college hoops, it's all about March Madness.
So did right you, when corner. You played,
yeah, we got to beat Carolina. We
yeah.
Beat
when Carolina. You beat, when you played for Duke, yeah. Did you, was Duke good in basketball? Yes.
So yes and no. So it was 180 degrees. So my freshman year, we won the second of the back-to-backs with Leitner, Hurley, Grant Hill. My senior year, Coach K got hurt. Cherokee Parks was my class, if you remember him.
Yep.
Coach K threw out his back. Assistant coach came in, and they were terrible. And Duke football was top 20, and we went to a bowl game.
Hey, so, see, that's hey, another so part of your
that.
Story.
How about that, Pitt? We didn't
yeah.
play Pitt.
Oh, no. We're going to get.
Yeah, they weren't in the ACC back then.
Yeah. So, go old Pitt. I don't know. Pitt football is going to be decent this year. We'll have to see. It's every year. But again, with this new, wouldn't you have liked to get paid as an athlete? This is a different game. I had Darnell Dinkins texting me, former Super Bowl champion, played for the Saints. He's a former client of mine. He texts me. He says, "Hey, you want my son to be posting in Instagram for you your business stuff?" I'm like, "Oh, this is what these kids are doing, and they get these little deals in the NIL."
I know.
It's a very interesting.
They're making money. I got food points. Like I had a food plan. That's all my.
I played D3 basketball at Western Maryland, which is McDaniel College, and so I understand the student athlete thing, but you must be a bright guy too, Duke. Oh my. Well, oh my. You know,
I snuck in the back door.
Duke is the Harvard of North Carolina, right?
They say so. North Carolinians might not say that, but maybe it's the Harvard of the South. Maybe
something. Harvard of the South.
It's something.
All right, Bailey, where can people connect with you? Best place?
Instagram at Bailey Chase.
All right. This was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Celebrity Interviews live from the Grotto. Greg Hanna, guys. Take care.